We are at the Velodrome here in Glasgow, Commonwealth Games 2026 on the track, and we've got some medal winners from Wales with us. Got James and Matt. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And so tell me about the race, James. What were you racing today?
We were racing the tandem men's 1,000 metre time trial. Four laps of the track, as fast as you can.
And it was a silver. Pleased with that?
Yeah. I mean, we came for the gold, but do you know what? Like I said, I've got many silvers in my career, but each one, it's still special. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's still a medal, and just to be here representing Wales, do you know what I mean? It's a massive part of it for me.
If you said you were here for a silver, I'd be disappointed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
And Matt, you're piloting the front of the bike as well. In your mind, what was good for today? What do you think you could have done better on, or was there anything you could have done better on?
Unsure at this point. It sometimes takes a little bit of time to figure out what we were missing. But at the end of the day, we were apparently over half a second ahead after the first eighth of the race, you know? So that was our plan. Go out hard, generate as much speed as possible as early as possible and try and hold on to it. And I think the holding on to it didn't happen today. You know, it did feel slower than we'd like with two laps to go, you know? So it does plant that seed. But at the end of the day, you keep going. To be fair to Glasgow, the noise was pretty solid, even when we were clearly down on our opponents. And that helped me to keep going and keep pushing. And obviously we then crossed the line, and the cheer then went even louder. So it was quite obvious that they were cheering for our Scottish opponents. So fantastic opportunity, really great atmosphere. And you know, it's nice at the same time to leave here today with a little bit of hunger for our next event on Saturday, and hopefully we can turn this result into a victory come Saturday.
We've got a medal ceremony going behind us at the moment, actually, so it's all go here today. James, Matt's had half a second in it. When it comes down to that, you must be pleased with the silver, though, but you think to yourself, do you beat yourself up about that? Where can we make that up on Saturday, for instance?
Obviously we've done this for a long time now. I've done a lot of races in my career, so yeah, the time is almost irrelevant. It's going off the feel. And then today just felt a little bit flat to what we used to do. So can we turn it around Saturday? Absolutely. It's just going home now. I know we've done literally as much as we can do, right? So I'm happy with that. If I knew we left a little bit on the track, obviously you'd be disappointed, but we left it out fair today. So yeah.
And Matt, what is the track like here?
Oh, it's a different challenge, to be fair. Glasgow is a track with longer straights. Okay, so if you think about it's an oval velodrome, but there's straights in between each corner, and every track varies differently based on how the designer built it. So Glasgow has really, really long straights, but then that means the corners are tighter, because obviously that's the way the distance is. So it means that when you get into the corner, you really have to steer, you have to have the confidence to really get into the corner and hold your line down, and it's really steep as well here. So it's a very different challenge to riding on, say, Manchester, where we have a little shorter straights. The corners are a lot longer and therefore less steep and more it flows a little bit differently. So it is a different challenge. Yeah, maybe, we've come here, we had one real big training session before we raced, and potentially, we needed more time to practice, so that could be something to take as we go on. But it's a really fun track to ride, different. I guess we just didn't quite tame the beast that is the Glasgow Circus or Velodrome today.
You've still got a Saturday to go. Just listening to Matt there, James, you glad you're on the bike?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, when I obviously my bars are fixed on the back, right? So I'm just head down, pedal as fast as you can. But honestly, I've taken the bike back a few times, and you only got to touch the front of it, and it goes left and right. It's so impressive seeing these pilots do it, especially at the speeds we go. It's it's exceptional. I obviously could not do that at all, but yeah, it's pretty special watching how much they actually move the bike, and just the ability to do it with two people.
Well, guys, good luck for Saturday, and thanks for chatting with us again on RNIP Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
He's on his shoulder.